comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters in this agenda? Item number six, which is open to the public, are there any comments regarding item number eight, the consent agenda? Item number seven, the ordinance on first reading purchase of certain unapproved property at 2 Siegel Avenue. Tim, could you please read the ordinance?
An ordinance entitled, an ordinance for the purchase of certain unapproved property in township of Piscataway known as 2 Siegel Avenue. Being is hereby adopted on the first reading that it be published in the official newspaper and the second reading of public hearing be held at 7:30 PM prevailing time at Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the first day of May 2018. Be further resolved that copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage of a copy of the ordinance shall be made available to the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you. Are there any comments or questions? Have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Council Ward?
Yes.
Council Khan?
Yes.
Council Lombardi?
Yes.
Council Shad?
Yes.
Council Aaron?
Yes.
Council President McCollum?
Yes. Thank you. This item passes on first reading. Item number eight, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Council Ward?
Yes.
Council Khan?
Yes.
Council Lombardi?
Yes.
Council Shad?
Yes.
Council Aaron?
Yes.
Council President McCollum?
Yes, thank you. At this time, are there any announcements or comments from the officials? Councilmember Ward?
Yes, I just wanted to let you know that the minutes of the line, we had a first class regarding drinking from people that make drinks. It was very, very interesting. Now, unfortunately, we were supposed to have 5 in the class and we only had 1 student. So this coming Monday, we should have 3 more.
Okay.
But it was very interesting. I think all of us should have an idea of what we're going on and we can get the information.
Councilman Khan?
I have no comments, thank you.
Councilman Lombardi?
Just a reminder that this Saturday is the upcoming Piscataway Community Day. If anybody is looking to get involved, the registration form is online. And also, we meet at 9 o'clock at the Little League Field to sign up.
Thanks, Chair. Councilman Kapilshaw?
No, thanks.
Councilman Franker?
No comment.
Mayor? Raj?
No comment.
I don't have any comments at this time either. This time we'd like to open it to the public. If you have any comments or questions, sure, please come to the podium, state your name and your address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak. Thank you.
Thank you. Sure. I'm Ed Dawson, and I'm at 113 Fountain Avenue. I'm a person who's pretty concerned about healthy environment and green energy. So I was pleased about the community cleanup that's going to happen this weekend. And also the meeting we had on open space for the Hopper Farm property, which I think is a good step, even though I think people feel they've waited a long time for that. But here's a concern I have. I've been following the New Jersey Mayor's Climate Summit, which was held in February right at Rutgers, not far from here, and co-sponsored by Sustainable Jersey. And over 175 mayors and town officials came to the meeting, but not Mayor Waller, and Piscataway wasn't particularly represented. So these folks talked about what they're doing in their cities to combat climate change and promote a more sustainable environment, and they spoke about solarizing their town energy, electric municipal fleets, green building principles, free home energy audits, disaster preparedness, neighborhood green teams, climate action, and roadmaps for further progress. I was concerned that Piscataway wasn't present in this discussion whatsoever, and I went to the Sustainable Jersey website, and I discovered that we had passed a resolution in 2014. I believe that Michelle Lombardi sponsored that resolution. But under our entry, it says no action taken. And
nine towns and cities in Middlesex County have taken action. Nine of them have bronze or silver certifications for their efforts. We're just not there. I want to know what's holding us back. If nine towns and cities in Middlesex County alone have earned these certifications, why haven't we? And also, I'm concerned that we're going backwards. I feel like the idea of putting a giant diesel truck depot on Centennial Avenue is not going forward. I feel like we're not qualifying for state grants that would assist us to do some of these measures, like home energy audits. So we're leaving tax dollars on the table. And I feel like we're not taking any leadership role when we're a very sizable representative community in New Jersey. And many, many others comparable to us are. In fact, Woodbridge has a Silver Star status under this. So I guess my question is, what's our sustainability plan? Where's our green team? And why aren't we certified?
Aren't we in the process of working towards that, Mayor?
Well, I'll respectfully disagree with the premise that the microphone just said. Back in 2009, myself and several other mayors around this country, to say that I wasn't represented there, I've been involved with a lot of environmental issues and also energy conservation issues. As a matter of fact, myself, along with eight other mayors from New Jersey, were the ones that helped, along with Senator Menendez and Congressman Pallone, at the time that was able to get the Energy Block Grant Program through Congress. It was the first time in the last 40 years that there was a directly funded project that went to towns, and Piscataway was a recipient of a $550,000 grant, and we installed solar energy, as everybody knows, down in the public works buildings. All of our buildings are being wired up, with the exception of this one, library, because we can't do that because of the way to warranty. We've basically are retrofitting all of our HVAC systems with all the most state-of-the-art energy saving, and there's a lot of other ancillary things that we've done over there, whether it's changing out to more energy efficient lighting and things of that nature. So this fact that say it, we haven't been messaging or have been doing anything is not correct.
No, I can say that. So we have been showing up in these councils of cities that are making progress and that do take these very concrete, you know, energy climate action plans and get certified. That's what I said. And I'm just curious why we're not participating in this process.
Ma'am, I could also say that there's a lot of other meetings that take place throughout the state of New Jersey and the United States where all those other towns haven't been represented.
One thing that you're alluding to, the sustainable energy thing that New Jersey does, the paperwork involved just to get certified for that program, if I told you the paperwork involved, it's incredible. So it's not that we are not doing the right thing, we're just not certified for that particular sustainable energy program that you're talking about.
We're also planning on doing additional solar power lease.
We have solar on all of the roofs that will allow us to have solar on them right now. Some of our roofs will not allow us to have solar on them. That's why we don't have it at this point. And the community cleanup, we're doing two a year. We're doing this one here. Then we're doing the street.
So is there a green team that we can participate on to get this knowledge out and to spread it to other people in the community?
I've been doing the community cleanup for 10 years now.
No, I asked if there was a green team.
It's not called the green team, but I advertise when we're doing the stream cleanups. I advertise when we're doing the community. This one is on Earth. We weekend for 10 years.
That I'm asking about. Yeah. These towns have plans. These plans are public plans, and you can see the steps that people are taking. And you know what they are, and you can hold them accountable for taking those steps, and you can see where you can participate along the way. And I just haven't found that present.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other comments or questions from the public? Sure, sir. Please come to the podium, state your name and address.
Anthony Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North. And
Mr. Wild.
How are you guys? I just wanted to follow up. Haven't heard lately as to what the status is on the warehouse. I spoke to Steve last week. He hadn't heard anything new. They're starting to knock buildings down and do some deconstruction at this point, but do we know where?
The answer as of about 11 o'clock this morning was that the two parties are still negotiating a commercial deal. I explained to Mr. Clarkin that the only song I can keep telling people that, and they're going to want something beyond that. They're negotiating a complicated deal. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I do.
It's a pharmaceutical company that would be very low impact. It would probably be less impact than the old facility was that was there. It's being taken down. You know, we're not a party to that. We through the mayor, I should really say, has done what he could do to encourage that particular entity to come to town, which we've done in other situations. Somewhat confident that is the tenant that the developer desires. I'm told they're not going to build anything until they got that agreement in place. We were originally told it was April. It's the middle of April. I've had a number of conversations. I would like to get that resolved so that we don't have people out there saying there's going to be a massive truck depot, because that is not my understanding of what the objective of the developer is, even though it was approved for a large, you know, a large structure. So as of 11 o'clock today, I'm told that they're working on negotiating that contract out, and they're not prepared to announce it until they've got a deal.
Makes perfect sense, and certainly I'm hopeful that comes to fruition. So
I mean, just so it's clear, because I've told you this, I've said it privately and I've said it publicly, I thought that was too big and too intensive a use for that particular location, though I'm generally supportive of economic development. I thought that was not the right concept for that place. The project that we hope goes there would be consistent. It would be a high-tech, you know, facility, which is what we do want to encourage.
And I'm sure all
provide a lot of good jobs at low impact. So we've done what we could do from a township perspective by encouraging that to happen.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Sure. Any other comments or questions at this time?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I'm Gina Alexander of Olympic Tea and Anita Drive in our town. And I just want to say to the council and to the mayor that you're doing a wonderful job. I see engineers on the streets all the time. I'm paving. I'm detoured a lot down streets because of paving. And I just want to say thank you for that. I want to say thank you for removing debris from the streets and from our homes. I don't know how they're doing it with so many storms that we've received over the past couple of weeks, but I just wanted to say thank you for that and thank you for the work that you do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Ellen. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time?
David Aikens, Ambrose Valley Lane.
Good evening, Mr. Aikens.
Good evening, Council.
Good evening.
In reference to the young lady that was here thanking about the roads that were or has been approved, just don't forget, Ambrose Valley Lane is still waiting. Now,
Winfield Avenue.
On a more serious note, I forgot the name of the appraisal company that does the appraisals for the township, for the residential. Do you remember the name of that illustrious name of that company?
Jim, is this for the tax assessments or just general appraisals?
Realty appraisals?
Yeah,
that's right. What I'm going to ask the council, when is their contract up?
We could actually get back to you on that, Mr. Aikens, because we're not really sure.
Okay.
We'll run through all the deals that they did. They were hired to do the green.
A certain number of appeals.
Right. However, many appeals come out through the process that we just went through.
So okay.
Their job, for the most part, is done, other than people now filing for appeals and do assessments.
Okay. I'm going to request this from the council. If you look at the agenda, Alpha, Bravo, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, all of these are tax Court of Justice. Now, I don't know if they're all residential or commercial, but, I mean, this is not the first time. So what I'm requesting, unlike when you have changes, you have a change one, a change two, and we discussed it, it varies because it just keeps adding on. I can understand that. But with the tax adjustment and a settlement, why can't that amount be displayed on the agendas?
David, I mean, we can definitely look to it. The reason why it's not on there is just a lot of these judgments for multiple years, for multiple amounts. And so, if we start listing everything out on the agenda ends up being 4 or 5 pages long. And also, the other issue is the more information you put, if there's an inaccuracy on it, that can affect noticing. So, we can talk about it, but we can definitely answer any questions you'd like to do. Anytime you have a question on anything, we can provide information. So.
Well, that's a little different what I'm asking. This is a settlement. It's done. It's a done deal, unless you tell me otherwise. It's a done deal. As far as adding more information, there's no, it's not significant.
You show the resolution, Dave. It's got
I understand.
It's got a lot of data on it. That's what
I understand that.
You don't say the number right now, though.
I think you're just saying you want the total there. The total.
Sure. I mean, it's already been settled. It's a settlement. On the agenda, I mean, on the resolution, yeah, you can go into detail. That's fine. I'm not asking for that.
Well, what we'll do is we'll let you put the years and the amounts because it's broken down.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Thank you.
Will that, because I know there's going to be more tax appeals showing up. I mean, that's just the trend. I haven't looked at the proposed agenda yet. So how long will it take to have this in place? Approximately. Give me approximately.
What, to get on the next
slide?
I just have to talk to the clerk to make sure we do the right format.
Okay, so he's going to have to talk to Melissa just to make sure the format is correct, and then we should be able to have. So maybe if not the next council meeting, maybe the meeting after.
I'm going to remind you guys.
Please do.
Thank you.
These are all commercial properties.
That's why I said, I don't want to complicate this. I said, I don't care if it's commercial or residential. Even if it's commercial, it's the same. It's so many appeals. Are these people who's doing commercial, although they may be different than the other companies, why are they so off all the time? And significant numbers, too.
Now, you're missing the point. The appraisals, the revals are done now to avoid this issue. In other words, to avoid having the numbers be way out of line, some of these commercial properties are still evaluated from several years ago. And commercial properties, we've had this conversation before. When the business shuts down, in other words, if it gets evaluated and it's a full running office building, it's X dollars. If in the interim it empties out and they have layoffs, like Telcordia and other companies have had, unfortunately, in town, the value drops. So it's got nothing to do with whether the reeval company did a good job or bad job. It's a change in circumstances that warrants these commercial reevaluations.
So when a building is empty, they have the ability to come back to us and ask for a reduction.
Yeah. That's fine. I'm going to ask them just put the number down.
No,
yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, that's
you know, Dave, I often tell you what the number is because I think the public should know. And so I've made it a practice a lot of times of reading it out. But I agree. We can put it on. It's not. I don't think it's a problem with doing that.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address. You have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Hello, Evan Shigosky, River Road, 101 Shirley Parkway. Nothing to complain about, nothing, everything's been good, copacetic so far. I want to apologize for not being here last meeting. You know, I said we'd come and we'd share with you as it goes about, be completely done. Fortunately, I couldn't make this last meeting. I was in Nashville. If anyone needs any recommendations for some fantastic barbecue, I got you. Just let me know.
Corky's.
Biscuits and gravy. Very different there than here. I can tell you that much. We appreciate the effort everyone's putting forward. We look forward to seeing everyone at the street fair. We appreciate everything Mr. Wilkes putting forward. He's been in constant contact with us. We will be setting up a time, I believe, this week with Mr. Naaman from PCTV to go through with the tidbits that he wants of information to be put on PCTV, which is awesome. North Stoughton, Arbor, and River Road did meet last night, finally. Everyone's back in this state or country. We had a very good meeting, I think, for the first time in the better part, well, definitely the 3.5 years that I've been here, but I would venture to even say maybe the better part of last decade. We have a good working relationship, especially us in North Stoughton. Arbor, we're trying to figure out how to help them fill their voids so that they can move forward as well. After the last meeting, since then, I have spoken to Mr. Dacey, I believe in Warden Mills, whether he wanted to speak to me or not, I'm very persistent. We will definitely have that documentation to you that you asked for. I know we're lagging for financial documentation at this time. That's our fault. I did visit our accountant today because they have not been responding to emails. His place of business. I knocked on his door the same way I would anyone else, and I asked. He said Friday. So hopefully beginning of next week, we'll have everything to you guys for financial. That letter that you had asked for, that letter will be forthcoming very shortly. We just need to get some things out of the way last night. North Stoughton, they have some things that they're taking care of. We just had to get on par. I've spoken to yourself and Lieutenant Mosier to try to understand their situation a little better so we can definitely get that letter out. We have no complaints at this time. We look forward to working with everyone. We're glad that we all got each other's attention. At this point, you know, while I know I come here, I have my 3 minutes, you know, that clock. You're not even looking at it. I'm let down.
You're close.
You know, we asked a lot of you guys, so, you know, I made sure that we came today to ask if you have anything to ask of us.
Does anybody have anything?
No,
I'm
going to
have the guys do. I've said this many times, you guys do a good job, very difficult job.
We have service.
You guys did everybody
job. I know our agency has serviced some family members of those of you that sit before me today. You know, I know we've serviced a lot of our firefighters and some of even their family members. I just came from a District 2 meeting. You know, they assist us. We asked them if they had anything to bring up. They didn't really have any questions, comments, or concerns at this time. If you guys ever have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to reach out. Ms. McCollum, we're still waiting for you to reach out in terms of partnering for some other things. You said you were interested. I got Chris all jazzed up. She hasn't emailed me.
I'm close, but I can't.
Okay.
Until I take care of some things first.
We have some things that are coming up in town. I don't know, one of our community members passed away recently, unfortunately, in a snowboarding incident. We will be providing a standby service this Friday, it's the 20th.
Yep, Friday.
I would encourage, you know, everyone to come. You know, it's the unfortunate thing. We're going to be there. North Stoughton's going to be there. We want to support them. Beyond that, we will also be working with Mr. Warren. I'm not sure if that's how you say his name properly. From the English department over at the high school. They're going to be having the 5K next week. We're going to be going back to back. We're doing a ruck.
So guess what, Evan?
Too many minutes.
Yes.
if you guys would like, you know, we'll be out at the 5K. We'll be tabling at the event in front of the here in a few weeks. So we're going to be sharing a booth with Arbor, actually, sir. So, you know, we're going to be working to help them with their membership. And, you know, it's a different world in the last 90 days. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's all about teamwork and communication. So glad that we're all aligned. Thank
Any
you.
Questions, please, please, please call me. Harass me the same way I harass everyone else. I expect it in return, if not twofold. So please do. Lay it on.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Please come to the podium, state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Ernest Grubb, 1750 West 3rd.
Good evening, Mr. Grubb.
How are you?
Good.
I need to ask the mayor. He said last meeting there was a person cleaning the parks up. He didn't know if he went and he's doing that and forgetting that the Hazelwood.
The contractor just started mobilizing the city. So.
You know when he'll get around to Hazelwood Park?
Curtis, I don't know the answer to that question. To be honest with you, we're concentrated more on getting the brush picked up before Mother's Day. That is the first priority that we have.
Okay.
The second priority is trying to fill some of the potholes.
Okay.
Everything, we're not even doing bulk pickups for the month of May because there's so much debris throughout the town that's still out there that this is going to rival probably a tonnage-wise Hurricane Sandy status.
Every day.
That's how bad it is.
Okay, last meeting you was talking about buying a piece of property that's in between city property. I wanted to know, do you sell any of city property that could be sold? Like the piece that's on the corner of 2nd and Hazel, that the house was torn down, but the city owns like maybe 50 feet of that. So are they interested in selling that so someone can buy it and build a better house?
David, the normal process is that they would have to put a letter into the township attorney to see in the planning department to see if the town would make any sense to do it.
So yes, they can. They just have to put the application. They'll send the letter in.
Okay. I just want to ask, like the lady said about the streets, Washington Avenue, where they dug it up and put pipes in, are they anticipating going back and saw cutting that and paving that?
If I may, PSC&G is going to be mobilizing next week. The 135 streets where they installed the upgrade of the infrastructure, the new gas piping, they're going to go in and mill those trenches out. So they're expected to have that finished around mid-July.
That all those streets are put on our website today.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to turn this other part over to Mr. Frank. I had Frank come out at the mayor's request, I guess, to look at the property I was discussing when the mayor said it wasn't. Yeah, I need Frank to elaborate on that situation if you can.
You're talking about in the corner of South 2nd and
Hazel? I'm talking about both of them, exactly. The one we went to road down on the south and the one on the
correct. Yeah, we're going to get that cleaned up.
So I guess what you want to ask? I'd like to call the meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes.
Councilman Ballard?
Here.
Councilman Cahill? Councilman Khan?
Here.
Councilman Gilbarty?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Councilman Irwin?
Here.
And Council President McCullum?
Here. Could you please stand for the flag?
To the United States of America, and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Second reading to accept traffic signal at River Road in Netherwood. This will be open to the public. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 6, an ordinance on second reading to accept traffic signal at River Road in Plainfield Avenue. This will also be open to the public to adopt this ordinance. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Open public portion. Sorry. Item number 7, which is an ordinance on second reading, accepting traffic signal at River Road and Centennial Avenue. Are there any comments or questions?
You say the all of these projects really have improved the traffic flow in that area, in particular at Centennial Avenue.
I can tell you, anytime you're sitting here and it's at an odd hour and you have to wait for a traffic signal, this is like a blessing in disguise. I'm telling you, when these signals are working like this, so it's a good thing for us.
Well, I should say that Centennial Avenue is being reconstructed, which needs it desperately. And not only will the road be reconstructed, but there's some issues with the lights and the timing of lights, and some of the lights are antiquated with respect to their sensitivity, and all that will be improved, which will greatly improve the traffic flow through there as well.
At what time do we actually look at the timing of the lights, such as the one out here on Old Lane?
And, Jim, those are through the maintenance department of transportation. Because the question, we normally forward a issue after them, then they had actually had somebody out there this week moving the microwave infrared right there because the wind knocked it out a little bit.
Okay.
Sure. Item number eight, it's a resolution authorizing raffle and bingo licenses. Any comments or questions on this? Item number nine, a resolution authorizing 2018 peddler's license to Amjad Alwar. Any comments or questions? Item number 10, a resolution authorizing return of performance surety and cash bonds. Any comments or questions? Item number 11, a resolution authorizing refund of industrial softball fee and bond fee. Are there any comments or questions? Item number 12, a resolution authorizing return of senior housing security deposit. Are there any comments or questions? Item number 13, a resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes. Any comments or questions? Item number 14, a resolution determining property at 151 Old New Brunswick Road, deemed a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment. Are there any comments or questions? Item number 15, are there any announcements and comments from the officials? Mr. Fuller?
I'm not at this time, thank you.
Sure. Mr. Cohen?
No, thank you.
Ms. Lombardi?
Not this time.
Mr. Shaw?
No, thanks.
Mr. Earn?
Not this time.
Mayor? Yeah. Council? I don't have any comments. I'd like to open it up to the public at this time. It's a while for the difference to your podium. State your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Anthony Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North. I have actually two questions. One, didn't we just do the lights on River Road? I mean, you know, the centennial light, or were those temporaries that are... Because it seems like it's working fairly well.
This is for the acceptance of the light.
It's a formality.
Okay.
It's
a technical.
It's a formality.
Step process.
And then my other question is Plainfield Avenue, and particularly Plainfield Avenue North, is not doing very well. I mean, they patched some potholes, but it's in fairly bad shape. And when they put in the far curb on the far side of the road from where the houses are, back about 10 years ago, they made the road about a foot too narrow to park on it. And I brought this up before, but I'm hoping that we may be able to widen the road by a foot so everybody who lives on Plainfield Avenue North wouldn't have a problem of parking, or have, if they have guests over, they wouldn't have to worry about their guests getting tickets.
The curb on the other side from Crossing Avenue.
The curb was added about 10 years ago, I'm going to say. And at that time, I asked about it. They said, well, I mean, they put up the sign, no parking at that point. And I asked about it and said, well, it has to be 30 feet. And I measured and it was like 29 and a half or 29. So I would love to see the road widened by a foot or whatever is necessary. So actually, people used to park at the GE healthcare parking lot on occasion when they had guests over. Now they have to drive around the corner or, you know.
Is the issue not so much the road being widened, but the issue that it's no parking?
Parking is the issue.
And I don't know, the lawyer saying is that we have to have no parking if the street's less than 30 feet?
That was what I was told. This was a couple of years ago.
Let me look at that and talk to Raj and maybe that's something to do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. Any other comments or questions? Could I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Good evening. Meeting's adjourned.